Welcome to this rough and ready tutorial on snapshots. Snapshots are a piece of SWS functionality which enables you to add a lot of potential for flexibility and fine-tune to your projects because they are essentially project presets. You change a number of aspects of different parts of your project. You save those changes within your project. You carry on tweaking the project, you save your project, you close it, you open it up another day, and you will be able to recall the point at which you saved that snapshot. So you'll be able to revert everything to the point at which the snapshot was saved. When I say everything, I don't unfortunately mean quite everything. There are limitations to snapshots. It's important to know that they don't operate at an item level. So I have this trap loop here.
Wait. Stop.
And that's pretty much what that is. I've imported a whole bunch of stems to make up this loop from a sample pack that I have, a ghost hack sample pack that I have. But I've done a bit of organization. I wasn't happy with the order in which the stems imported. So I have reorganized them, and I've organized them into folders as well. So we have a melody folder, which basically contains all the musical non-rhythmic elements except the bass. Then we have a drums folder, which contains a subfolder for the hats, of which there are four, and a clap and snare folder, because there are two claps and a snare. I've also created a track that is a receive for the guitar. And why I've done that will become apparent later on. So the first thing I like to do is get all my tracks ready. Because if you save a snapshot and then add a bunch of additional tracks, your snapshot that you saved isn't going to include the information for those additional tracks. So while you don't have to save snapshots with all your tracks present, there are ways round the addition of new tracks so that they can be integrated into your snapshots, etc. I find it's a lot easier and a lot less of a headache to have all your tracks ready to go, or at least all the ones that you anticipate using. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to save a default snapshot, which is a personal preference that I have, and it enables me to reset the project to its default state if I need to, which is particularly good for tutorials. So to save a snapshot, we're going to press Ctrl-Alt-Shift-N.
Enter snapshot name dialog. Edit selected.
And we're going to type in a name for the snapshot. We're going to type default.
Snapshots dialog.
And when we press enter, we're going to be placed in the snapshots dialog, which we could explore and find a bunch of options for, but we'll come back to that later.
List.
Next thing I'm going to do.
Unsaved project.
And you have to press escape twice to get out of that. The next thing I'm going to do is lengthen these items to 200 bars, which is 5 minutes and 20 seconds or thereabouts, because this is a 150 beat loop. And that will have things, you know, that'll give us the flexibility to do what we want and make a song. Now, what we have is all the stems operating at the same time. We're at the peak of the piece, effectively, but what, of course, we're going to want to do is orchestrate and arrange stuff such that this come and go and effects come and go and so on, and that's how we'll produce a dynamic song. So I want to start with this choral pad, this choir pad, because I want my piece to start quite thin and then build up. But as you can hear, it's just two chords back and forth, back and forth. Five. Now I think this guitar
solo
line is too much to start with. I think that's too full, but I think these two chords back and forth are too bare. So we need something in the middle, and that's what the receive track is for, the track that I'm sending the guitar to. Because what I plan to do is turn this guitar line into an ambient wash and see if I can do something with it that's kind of a halfway house between the fullness of the guitar as it is in its dry state and just nothing. So what I want to do is audition various different effects on this receiving track. So I'm going to solo the guitar.
Four soloed 150 BPM, solo the choir. Four soloed 150
track, five, as one, it already is.
Six muted and a folder zero items unsoloed.
Send track. And I am going to use reverb to apply unconventional impulse responses to the guitar line and see what we get. Now, I'm not going to go into details of the convolution reverb process, but I do think it's important when dealing with unconventional impulse responses that can cause a lot of frequency buildup, that can cause a lot of resonance, to make sure the wet is turned a long way down. And in this case, we're going to be turning the dry down all the way as well, both because when using unconventional impulse responses, the result bears little resemblance to the dry, and because it's on a send anyway, so we have the dry elsewhere. So let's audition some of these and see what we like, if anything.
FX, zero, generate, load impulse, replay. Acetyl salicylic. Antacid in my coffee. Approaching the button.
So I found something that I think that I like. It sounds like this.
Play. Stop.
And I think with a few modifications, this might work quite well. I'm going to reduce the volume of this track
V minus
by
8
dB. And I am going to add an EQ to it to take away some of
list
the
one list.
Low end.
FX.
So let's take away everything below 500 Hz.
Unsafe play. Stop.
That's nice. I think that's dreamy. I like that. Maybe it could come down a bit more.
V.
So take that down another
V. 3 dB. Unplay. Stop.
Could be a bit too ethereal for this, because it's quite a grimy urban bass. But I'm going to add maybe another effect to it. Maybe add ambience to
add
it.
Add FX to
wash it out even more, so it's less tinkly. Let's see.
Play. Stop.
Yeah, I like that even more, but it's going to need to come down even more. So we've turned this track down now.
Track minus 17.0.
By 17 dB.
Play. Stop. REAV.
And down another 6 dB. Now that's better. That is feeling better to me. That's subtle, but it's not just... Dum, dum. Anyway, it's not just those two chords going back and forth. So we're going to save this as another snapshot.
Enter snapshot name dialog.
We'll call this ethereal. Select. So now we have that. Now, let's see if we can find anything else. So we're going to put this track back to zero.
Unsaved project.
And we're
going to
delete
FX, edit,
ambience
one,
and
active.
The EQ of it, because they were effects specifically
VST,
to tailor
EQ,
0.1%
slash zero.
And let's go hunting for something else.
Load impulse, bilirubin overplay. Vinkertel.flak.
Now that's pretty cool.
Stop.
But I think I like that more for a chorus line, because it's basically making a flute.
Play. Stop.
So again,
unsaved project.
Let's take away everything unnecessary. And I am actually going to add another track, and I'm going to copy
track name,
this
pain, FX.
Effect to that new track. I'm going to copy the effect from here.
Unsaved project, 70 items.
To this
FX,
track.
VST. Unsaved project.
And then I'm going to change.
Six soloed end of folder, 0 items. FX. VST. End of folder.
The
track.
State of the track that I copied the effect from. From an end of folder track to a track.
70i.
And I'm going to change this new track.
Folder. End of folder.
To an end of folder track. I'm going to create a send-receive relationship between this track and track Rudy. 5 as well. Track. So what I've done now, I've copied this effect to a new track, is I've turned it down. I've added some EQ, cutting everything off below 1000 Hz, and I've added some ambience again, a reverb to wash it out. So despite my best intentions, I've had to add another track because I like what I've coincidentally come across, but I don't like it for the place that I was looking to improve. So I want to save it, but I'm going to actually need two tracks.
Play. Stop.
So what I now have to do is integrate this track into my other snapshots.
Description. SWS. Add selected track. S. To all snapshots, one of two.
So here's an action. Add selected track to all snapshots.
Unsaved project PROJ2.
Now, hopefully it won't be confused. So, let's review the snapshots we have so far. We have...
Snapshots dialog del...
Our default snapshot. Now, how did I get to our list of snapshots? Press Alt and numpad enter.
One.
So, snapshot one. Oh, we need to save unsaved this project. Snapshot first. We'll save this as...
Enter snapshot name.
Fruity. So now we have our default snapshot.
Play. Stop. All tracks unsolved. Stop.
So for some reason that didn't work. It wasn't playing everything. So all tracks are now unsoloed. But we want to mute these two sending tracks.
60 items. Play.
So we'll save this over the snapshot because a problem arose. That's just Alt-Shift-S. If you want to overwrite a snapshot with a change, you recall the snapshot, you make the change, you press Alt-Shift-S. Let's
snapshots
see.
Snapshots 1, 2, 3, name, ethereal.
So I've got two default snapshots because I had to start this tutorial twice.
Unsaved play.
That's worked. So I don't know what happened with snapshot 1, but this one's worked. Good.
Stop.
And then we have Fluty.
Snapshot 1, 2, name,
Alt,
3,
numpad,
name.
Enter.
4. Name. Floaty. Date. Unsaved. Play. Stop.
I think that could come down a bit.
4. 5. 1. 5. 6. Muted. 0. 7. Muted.
Nine.
Soloed. End. REA console.
So
dot V.
Turn it down. A little bit more.
V. Unsaved. Project.
And
PROG.
Save over current snapshot without Shift S.
Stop.
Nice. So now let's just check
snapshot.
Our default snapshot works.
1, 2, play. Stop.
So you see how I'm already building something up that I can make very flexible. Let's delete this first
one.
Default snapshot because I don't need it. It was a mistake.
One. Name.
And you can
default.
Just do that
date.
By highlighting it and pressing delete. And then I only have the proper number of snapshots, so let's go back
two.
To...
Name, ethereal, date.
Ethereal.
Unsaved, play. Stop.
But once again,
REA
reset
console,
the volume,
V.
And delete
VZ,
the
unsaved
EQ.
Project, FX, VST,
and reverb.
VST, REA, 0%.
Which I don't particularly want to have to keep doing.
Unsaved, project, P.
So... I'm going to create another snapshot.
Enter snapshot.
It's called Guitar.
Send.
Fiddle.
L. Snapshot.
And that's kind of like a
del.
Default for what
Uplist.
I'm doing at the moment.
Unsaved
so
project.
I can get back to it quickly.
FX.
Let's try and make more of a pad. More of a, just a consistent wash.
Play. 80s dot flack. Aborigine. Abyss dot flack. Access denied. AcidDrops.flak. AcidWave.
Again, I found something pretty cool, but again, for the wrong track. So we'll copy FX. This instance of Reverb.
Unsaved, 7 muted, soloed, end of folder, 0 items, FX.
Track. And what I'd like to know is why that isn't playing.
Action removed. Minus 150 points. Stop.
So I have to re-add Received. The send because it's not saved as part of this snapshot.
Play. Stop. FX.
I don't think this list needs one as much ambience, so we'll take that off.
VST, ambience, VST, REAEQ, Cacos, play. Unsaved project PRO REAEQ.
Turn this down. I might want some reverb or delay, but project. We'll see.
Stop.
So this is our second Flutie snapshot. So we'll call this simply
Enter snapshot name.
Flutie.
Flutie.
Tootie.
T.
And now I need to revert to my guitar fiddles. And here I have something else.
Play. Stop.
I like this. Again, we need to turn it down. Add some different EQ
list one
to
list.
Tame it.
Play. Stop.
And I like that. It gives a bit of definition to the pad, I think.
Unsaved. Another 2 play.
DB. There we go.
Stop.
Now we save this as
Enter
definition.
Snapshot.
Having created what I would like to start this piece with, now I need to build up the piece.
Play.
So this is going to be the intro. We're going to unsolo everything.
Play.
And we need to reestablish
Seven
the send.
End of folder, 0 items.
So it is very easy for things to get misplaced because I've added additional tracks.
6-0 items. Receives combo box, add new, unsaved. Stop.
So now I need to set up a bunch of possible automation for this to come in. So, this will take a while to create, but I want to basically start everything with volume at inf, except those things that I want the intro to start with.
6-0 items, pan envelope armed, volume envelope armed, 0.0 value 0.0, set envelope point, unsaved project proj, 8 open folder drums 0 items, 9150 BPM Ammon drums kick 1 item, volume envelope armed, set envelope.
Because everything's unsoloed now, and because I've set the guitar to be completely silent at the beginning of this, I'm going to need to make the send to the convolution reverb tracks pre-fade so that this track isn't affected by what I've done to
send
the others.
Send type post fader, pre-fader.
So now let's start bringing things in. So now I've brought in the kick and the bass. So now what we have is
play.
Or, so let's save this as intro 1, we could keep the kick and the bass quiet.
Volume envelope, 0.0 value 0.
And bring in, say, the hats.
Play. Stop.
And we can save this as our second intro.
Enter snapshot name dialog.
So now we have two intros to choose from. We can have
snapshots,
this one.
4, 6, 8, 7, name, intro 1, play. Stop.
Or we can have this one.
Play. Stop.
And we can quickly A, B changes that we've made. And this involves the automation of 6 tracks, the 4 hat tracks and the 2 tracks, the kick and the bass. And we can easily transition between these. Say we want both intros. Say we want the kick, the bass and the hats all to come in together. What we could do is we could go into the track view, highlight the kick and the bass.
1 open folder, 2 150 b, 3 open folder, 2 150 bpm.
Now we're going to need the non-contiguous selection mode for this because they're not together.
Non-contiguous selection.
And now we're going to go to our snapshots dialog by pressing Alt Numpad Enter.
Snapshots dialog. Prompt on recalling deleted tracks checkbox.
Tab.
Hide new tracks on. Prompt for name checkbox check. Show snapshots for selected tracks only. Recall cell tracks only checkbox not checked.
And we're going to select this recall selected tracks only checkbox.
Checked.
And when we select that, all the other tracks aren't going to change when we recall this snapshot.
Prompt, hide new track, prompt on recall list.
So we're going to highlight
7,
intro
name,
1.
Intro 1, date,
we'll
03 slash play.
We could bring Flutey Tootie in the same way by selecting
7 end of folder 0 items FX VST REA verb Cacos
the appropriate track. Now for this one, we need to do some more fiddly things.
Stop.
We need to recall selected tracks only as we did before because we only want the effects chain for this track to change. But we don't want other aspects of the track to change. We don't want other aspects of the snapshot to change because we've done different things since then. So,
snapshots dialog del, alt click save.
We're going to tab through this snapshots dialog.
New button, previous, next button, move up button, move down, filter grouping, full track mix radio button.
Now this says full track mix and it's a radio button. We're going to go down to custom.
Current visibility radio button check. Custom radio button check. Pan checkbox not checked.
And we want
volume checkbox not checked.
We don't want the volume to come in yet.
Mute checkbox not checked. FX chain checkbox not checked.
We do want the effects chain. So these are all the different aspects that can be controlled within a snapshot.
Check. Solo checkbox not checked. Sends checkbox not checked. Vis checkbox checked. Selection checkbox not checked. Phase checkbox not checked. Offset checkbox not checked.
So these are all the things that can be controlled in a snapshot.
Filter on recall checkbox checked.
We do want it to filter on recall because that's what we're doing. We're recalling a snapshot. We're not saving it.
Save cell track. Recall cell tracks only. Show snapshots for selected. Prompt for name check. Hide new track. Prompt on recall list. Move. Filter group, volume checkbox not checked.
We want to record its volume because I want to see what it sounds like coming in at the beginning. Now, I'll probably want to move it to later, but that's okay.
Move down button, move up button, next button, previous button, new button, alt, list. 1, name, 2, name, ethereal, unsaved, 8 open folder drums, 0, 7 end of folder, 0 items, FX.
So we must make sure we have the right track highlighted.
Snapshots
dialog. Snapshots window.
1, 2,
we select
4, name, 5, 6, name, definition, 5, name.
Flutey Tootie. We make sure
move
the
down,
volume
filter,
is
volume checkbox checked. Move
is
down
checked.
But move up button.
Sorry.
Next button. Previous button. New button. Alt list. 5.
Press enter. Unsaved. It changes context to pre-fade send, so it works.
FXP. Pre-fader, play. Stop.
I don't want this to come in yet, though. So we're going to put some automation
10.
In.
Volume.
And bring this in on bar 9. Play. And here we go. Let's move these envelope points along so it sounds
point
less
point 2
sloppy.
Value 0.00 dB linear. Play.
Now it is possible to save only certain aspects of a snapshot as well. So you have to be really careful with when you have the full track mix radio button in the snapshots dialog checked and when you have the custom radio button checked. Because if you save a snapshot with the custom radio button checked, the aspects of the snapshot that you don't have checked will not be saved. And once they haven't been saved, then obviously they can't be recalled. So if you made a bunch of volume changes and you create a new snapshot and don't realize that it's set to full track mix, then what you're going to have is a snapshot that doesn't contain any of your volume changes. So always check, and there is an action.
Actions dialog filter. Description, SWS, set snapshots to mix mode 1 of 1.
Set snapshots to mix mode. And what this will do is ensure that you have full track mix selected before you save a snapshot. So that's kind of a brief introduction to snapshots. Very complicated. They do require organization and precision. But if you use them judiciously, they are a real time saver, and you could add layers of effects, you could change the panning of all these stems, you could mute different tracks if you didn't like them, and so on and so forth. And A-B, all these different mixes by cycling through your snapshots.
Unsaved project.
So, I hope you enjoyed it, and see you for another one soon.